consequence. It was a very confusing period of my life.
And you see these entities extremely clear. It's not like a black shadow or a...
Because they have different energy. Their energy probably give you a bit of chill in the spine.
And there is this belief that if you ask any entity three times, they can't lie to you. Is that true or is it a fairy tale?
To me, it's more like a inner voices.
Like an angel and devil on the shoulder talking to you.
Yeah, it's exactly like this.
Is anyone here? What did you find?
You are listening to Supernatural Confessions.
Supernatural Confessions is a safe space for anyone who have had a paranormal encounter and want to be able to tell their story to a community who will not ridicule them. Some of us have experienced the unexplainable ourselves, while the rest of us simply enjoy listening to ghost stories. If you or someone you know have had an encounter to share, get in touch with us through our website, supernaturalconfessions.com. As John and I take a break this Friday because of work commitments, I'd like to put this featured confession up in its entirety because I feel it's worthy of a podcast episode. I interviewed Alicia Liu about what it is like living with Tianyan, heavenly eyes, the ability to see both gods and ghosts as clear as one can see the living. Alicia talks about her childhood experiences and how she thinks that the difference between a good and evil is but a fine line. All this and more on Gods, Demons and Ghosts, featuring Alicia, right here on Supernatural Confessions. Enjoy. I mean, let's go back to your childhood, right? You must have realized at some point in your early days that you weren't quite as normal as everyone else. How do you figure that one out?
It was a very confusing period of my life because I feel I was quite normal. However, people don't see me normal. That's the thing. When I told people that something is bothering me and they can't see, they said it doesn't exist. So you start thinking, no, I actually can see it with my bare eyes. Why people can't see it? So there's a lot of confusion. You weren't sure what you're seeing. And you know, your parents are telling you that it's not there and everyone else can't see it.
Like what? Could you give me some examples? Like stuff that you saw that people can't see?
Spirit, most of the time. And in my bedroom, I share, you know, a room with my sister. During my sleeping hours, I always woke up because someone is talking beside me. And they always freak me out because... And then I'll wake her up. I was like, oh my God, there's men in our room. Who is he? Did he broke in or break into our house or what happened there? And she was like, oh no, you're just having a nightmare. I can't sleep. I was constantly disturbed by unknown entity.
And
then
entity,
I told my parents.
What, like a non-entity would be what? A ghost spirit? So what would it be?
Yeah, normally a spirit, but sometimes I can see something darker.
Okay. And how
like
does it always
scorpion.
Come? Scorpion?
Scorpion, bats, snake, crawl from outside into the window. I don't know.
Sorry, we're talking about real scorpions, real snake here, not the spiritual version, right?
The spiritual
version. Oh, spiritual version. So a spirit snake, a spirit scorpion, how? What, like, is that because the animals themselves are spirits and they come in to visit? Or is that like a black magic that's sent to you?
I'm not sure why it was, but it's certainly something dark because I feel like they're weighing me down. I can sense the heaviness. I can sense that my life is at risk or something. I feel really scared. So as a child, I don't sleep well.
And you see these entities extremely clear. It's not like a black shadow or a wispy thing. You see an actual entity there, features and all. Color and all.
Now I can see in my mind very clearly how they look, what they have been through in their life, if they allow me to see their past. But when I was younger, no, they're more like shadowy figure. But I have this instinct there are men or women, age group, good or bad, because some of them can come across quite an evil spirit, but some of them are super nice. I don't know, there were a lot of confusion when I grew up, so I can't, I don't know, I thought I was normal, but people keep telling me that I'm not.
I mean,
That's
when you
the issue.
yeah, like when you go out with your friends in a class and then you see a ghost of an old man, but to you it's extremely clear, it's there, it's like just seeing the sunrise from the east, but no one else can see it.
I just ignore them. I will just give myself this sort of idea that they don't really exist. It's probably me, seeing things that is not there. Because once I went to a children doctor, she even claims that I'm having imaginary friends. So I assume that was what it means, imaginary friend. So I thought everything is created in my own mind, they don't
Yeah.
exist.
It's like when you're young and an expert adult is telling you that it's all in your mind, it's an imagination, and you would see these things and shut them out and assume it's just a figment of your imagination.
And because I block it out so much, eventually, when I turned into teenager time, I stopped seeing them, and I was really happy for a few years. I didn't have any spirit encounter. But then at one point, I started to have all this thing came back to me at once. When I moved to UK, especially because it's such an old country, there are more old soul wandering around. And I have started to see even more spirit. And they're, because they're old soul, you can even see them more clearly. I used to wake up with someone right next to my bed, a man who came to me like, where am I? I was like, you're in my room, just get out. I need to sleep. I need to pay rent. I'm lack of sleep. I'm like, I don't have time. I don't know where you came from. How did you even get in?
So I
I
got
mean, the split second I thought I was gonna, get killed by someone, like a real person, but it's not. It's a lot of like inner struggle in terms of your own mind, because your mind is telling you one thing and your heart is telling you no. It's a lot of conflict. Like it cost me a lot of confusion.
At a glance, could you tell it's human or ghost? At a glance, like when you wake up and you. Is it pure solid three-dimensional reflecting with shadows, or it's like wispy and slightly translucent, like how it is in the movies?
Very, very clear. When I hit my 20s, I don't know why I started to see it so clearly. When I was younger, they tend to appear to be like a shadowy figure, but when I'm older, they tends to be like a real person. So sometimes I don't know if I'm seeing a real person or not. But at times you start to realize they're not, because they have different energy. Their energy probably give you a bit of chill in the spine. They are not human being. There's no warmth in them somehow. Now I don't see them with my eyes anymore, which I can, t if I see it with my own eyes, then I will be able to tell, oh, this is a person, a real person.
And what about photographs? Can you look at photographs where people say, "Oh, look, there's something there," and then they circle on it, but you have to sight. Can you look at photographs that is not in your reality, your presence, but on a 2D object and go, "You can," to see whether a place is actually a ghost or probably a dust.
Yes, I can. I can even see what happened there.
I got this burning question, Alicia, and I'm going to ask you. I need you to help me clarify this because a lot of people have been asking me. I have my theory as well, but I think having the opportunity to speak to you, I can finally put this burning question to rest. Why do Asians see, like if you're a Malay, you will see the pocong, the pontianak. If you're Chinese, you tend to see the underworld gods and the ox face and the horse face guardians. A hungry ghost man, you see hungry ghosts if you're Chinese. But if you're Ang Mo, you tend to see, like when you were in UK, all the old spirits, the phantoms, the headless woman in a Victorian dress. Do spirits have like different culture and different races as well? How's that division?
So it depends on the upbringing, the culture, the beliefs of this person has. But generally speaking, if you already overcome the religion barrier, someone like me, accurately speaking, my families are Christian, but I don't have like, I wouldn't classify me as like a very devoted Christian that follow everything is in Bible, because I really seen things that beyond what is written in the Bible. So yes, it depends on this person. So most probably, if you are Malay, that you grew up with believing there are, you know, Pontianak everywhere, or right next to this, I don't know,
Banana
banana tree,
tree.
and so on, then most probably when the spirit appear and the perception is already projected deep inside your subconscious. But if you are open-minded, you will get to see a lot more things than just, you know, within your belief or culture or religion system.
So
So they do, I mean, I do see different races because we all born differently. They even go to different places after death. However, the whole setting is based on what you believe. And people ask me if I'm a free thinker and no religion, then most of the time, you know, they will probably get sent to a place that is very calm and peaceful. But to me, that looks very similar to heaven, but for them, it's more like a holiday atmosphere or scenery, like a beach holiday. To me, that's more like a heaven thing. But some people who are free thinker, they would still go to this dimension. Let's put it this way: every human being on this planet, after death, they will go somewhere. Their spirit, we have a soul or spirit, whatever you call it, that our soul will go somewhere. And it's only in different dimension. And this dimension is based on the setting of your belief most of the time. And I don't understand why sometimes, you know, family member fighting over whether this person should have a Christian ceremony or Buddhist ceremony. At the end, like, God is a form of energies that is everywhere and nowhere. If you're a watch Michelle Yeoh, it's literally like that.
Would I be right to say that if I were to stand beside you and I see a ghost, and because my understanding of what fear and a scary entity is would be, let's say, a woman in a long white gown and black hair. When you go to a haunted house, I would see that because that's what my mind translates fear to be. But you would probably see that entity in its pure form and it's as an energy.
As a person, I normally see them as a person. I can see their face feature very clearly. You know, some people that have yin yang eyes, they will tell you, "Oh my God, I saw a pair of legs." I don't see spirit in that form, or broken head flying around. I don't see spirit in the form. I will see, because now I'm doing everything through my mind. I can see them very clearly. I can describe their feature, their skin tone, their character, sometimes even name,
But that would
sometimes
be
their
ghosts, wouldn't
past.
it? This would be like the souls of the deceased. What about demons or jinns or angels, the other realm, not the soul of the departed. What about those?
Those one, they can transform in all sort of way, like especially demonic figure, they like to pretend they're God. I've seen it like, or angels. I've seen it many, many times. They appear to be angelic figures, but they're not. You can tell from, I mean, I can tell from my instinct they have bad energies. It's the energy that they're trying to hide, but they can transform for all sort of form that human being wants to perceive them, but the energy itself is always there. This is how I differentiate whether they're good or bad. Some even appear to be very evil looking being, but you can sense they have good energies. They are here to help. They just look like a monster. That's
Like
all.
what? I know like Indonesian deities looks quite monstrous looking, but they're supposed to be good deities,
Yeah,
right?
something like that.
And
That is one example.
would it, you know, people say that, oh, amongst the living, amongst the mortal walks angels amongst us. Do you go through the streets and then you could identify that you know, like in a busy street, actually, that's not mortal. That's not mortal. That's not mortal.
No, I don't think Angel comes down to the earth that frequent or whenever they want. For some reason, all this so-called, higher dimension being, they're not that much into this planet of Earth. They only when they have something to do. I've seen an angel transform into human form. I can even touch this person. It's a real solid physical where I can touch him or her, but they disappear within split second. I don't know. I have saw it in my life twice. They one appear as a blind man, the other one appear as an elderly lady, and they're both from different race. The why I think they are guardian angel is because at one point, first of all, I find it really weird that on a busy street in Oxford Circus, London, everyone know how busy Oxford Circus is, 24/7. The amount of people walking past every day is like 100,000 of them. However, there was this blind man trying to cross the road. Nobody seems to see. I was like, how come nobody's helping him to cross the street? And I went to help him to cross. I say goodbye to him, and I turn. Suddenly, I thought, I need to ask him where else he goes after this. Then I don't see him anymore. Where did he just run off? Like, but how come? It's like within split second when I just turned my head, and the elderly lady is even more creepy because she was asking me for directions and she needs help. She was this black lady, and right next to me there was like some other black guy over there. I was like, how come she's asking me? I gave her directions. I helped her to get on board to the train, and I went to the toilet, and then I came back while the train is moving. We haven't stopped at the destination. The train just started, like maybe departed like 5 minutes ago. And I asked the guy who sat two row behind me or something. I was like, did you see the elderly lady? She was like, no, I only saw you. I was thinking, what? So, and then I thought maybe she fainted in the toilet because I didn't see her. So I got really worried about her. Because she wasn't able to listen well, and she said that she got blurry vision. I was when I helped her to get on board, and I thought, oh, maybe she went to toilet. She got into trouble to come out. So I went to each carriage's whatever wherever the toilet is, and I went to one by one to look for her, but I couldn't find her. I was like, did she just climb out from a window and leave the train or what? This is very weird. How come? I mean, I held her hand to get on board. Where is she? Where did this lady gone? So they could appear as human form, and I believe that when you have seen, you might have seen God. You probably didn't know. That's all. I would say a real angel and a true God, not the fake one. They probably don't want you to know who they are. They just appear and see how you will react when they ask for help. So you never know who they are
So technically, I
when
could be a
you.
medium, worshipping an idol of a deity, a known deity, but what's inside the idol could be a nefarious entity bestowing some gifts or blessings onto me, and then I think, aha, that must be the god at work, and I continue worshipping it, but it's a false god.
Yeah, it could be, but I have come to a conclusion. If a false god came down to do good things, I don't see anything wrong with it. Because a true god, if you're not practicing humanity and good deeds, then what's the point? So, in my opinion, there's no good or bad powers. Depends on how you use it and the end result. What do you want to achieve at the end of it? And that's what really matter. If you use God power to do bad things just to make money out from all these followers, as you know, there are many cults. You have heard a lot, all this cult, and they were worshiping God. How come, you end up not doing a good thing? So I've seen evil spirit they turn to become a good spirit to help people. So, you know, in 14 or what Buddha said, like yinian chen fo, yinian chen mo, this is true. It depends on your free will, which side, dark or the light, that you want to go to. So sometimes I go somewhere, I saw something, but despite it's not God, so what? This being is helping.
So it's an intention and the outcome of whatever that is being done. So it could be an evil spirit, or at least a negative vibe. The energy pattern, like what you said, is a negative, a very in energy. But yet, the in energy entity helps you out for the good of a greater good or humanity, for example. And that's okay.
And also, I find that, you know, angel is very extreme. Sometimes they... I mean, if you read the Bible, I'm sure that there are a lot of extreme example of like, oh, if you don't believe in God, you're going to get punished to hell, yeah. And you're a sinner doing this and that. Sometimes I felt like, well, this was actually written by a human being. Did they actually mix up God message when they perceive it? Did they actually mix up God message? I believe that, you know, no God will ever want to do harm to us. But at the same time, if it's so extreme, you know, then I don't know, like, despite you are an angel, then you are, but you're here to punish people, because let's say a person has sex before marriage, that kind of thing, you're a sinner, you're going to get sent to hell. So I'm wondering, like, how true to that point that the angel is saving life, or I guess you understand what I'm trying to explain here.
This other thing as well, in a very Western narrative of the world and religion, is good versus evil, Christ versus Satan. And it seems that even in recent horror movies, there is this insinuation that the Vatican has been infiltrated by evil. How much of what we see in Hollywood is true, or is that all entirely fabricated? Because a person who's able to see angels and devils and demons and the workings of what happens up there, I would imagine that you would have a little bit more insight than a common moviegoer. How true is that?
Actually, some of the movie, they have done a great job, because whoever wrote the script, I find them, you know, have done their research. Because what happened, okay, maybe not in a very exaggerating way that a spirit comes into your house and then they chop off your head, or I think that's too exaggerating, but some of these scenes are actually real. Like, for example, how they fabricate hell should be like, or heaven should be like, and who is truly God. I have find like, well, actually, this is not far from what I've seen in some of my
visions,
memories or visions or dreams. It's actually just like the movie. I mean, for example, like even Simpson, they have since the 90s or something. But, you know, they predicted a lot of things that... Isn't that weird? Like, then I started to think, who is this guy who wrote the Simpson script? Maybe, you know, he... This is coming back to a question you said, that Tian Yan. To me, everyone has this pioneer gun, it's called Third Eye, and we can use it, and everyone can open this, because we were born with this Third Eye open, but as we grow older, it started to shut down, and it becomes narrow, more narrow and narrow, eventually just close. But once you clear out all your confusions, you know, your mind, when your soul, body, and mind all align, you have a clear vision. And a lot of time, I find that Western society, they don't actually focus so much on opening third eyes to see God, but they're more in tune with the creativity to create movies, to create TV series, to invent new technology, like Elon Musk.
Yeah.
So ambitious, trying to build home in Mars, that kind of things. And they don't generally talk about, you know, oh, I'm seeing God, this and that. I got this ability to talk to God. And on top of that, the Tianyan that I was talking about is actually, it's no longer viewing vision here. It's something a lot bigger that it has many, many layers to it. I don't know why it's on the highest level because I'm not there yet. I think if I achieve that level, I should be God or Buddha myself. It's called the enlightenment. What I have is slightly higher than the third eye. So I can, it's almost like I can see something more. I can see the past, the future, the present, the not just entity from this planet of Earth, but many other universe that exists on this entire galaxies and so on. So that is called Tianyan. And Tianyan to me, I'm not having this in a very high level. I'm merely past so-called the entry level. And that is something that I have accumulated since many, many lives that I'm doing the same thing. And I practice it for almost 1,000 years in order to arrive here. This life, I'm not practicing a monkhood life. So I wouldn't say that I have this on a greater scale. I would say that bare minimum.
If anything at all, you're trying to reject it and get a life of normalcy.
Yes, that's correct.
Are you able to see someone and then tell their past life? Because you mentioned the different timelines and you could go back and forth. Would you be able to see, I mean, that's what people say, past life regression and stuff like that. Is that something you could do with your eyes?
Yes. However, I try not to use my third eyes or Tianyan so much because it really consumes all my energy. First, you need to have a very clear mind without any your own personal thoughts because you yourself can imagine things. And in the beginning, this was such a challenge. Am I imagining this or do I really see a vision? So for many years, it took me almost like 10 years to go back and forth and questioning my own sanity to find proof that what I'm saying is it is true, it had happened. And you know, I constantly reevaluating what I've done. And, you know, there's a lot of self or internal battle that I have to go through to arrive to this point that I now find a way to do this in the most accurate way. However, I wouldn't say it's 100% accurate, but it's close. It's the closest to the truth.
There must be at one point in time that I'm going back to this again because I've always been curious, and I'm sure this is a question a lot of people who are listening to this podcast or YouTube video is going to ask, especially those with the gift. Like how you were told that it's your imagination. And a lot of people with ability to see things would be told that they are crazy. And where do we draw that line? Like, how do we know? How did you know, like, once and for all, beyond any reasonable doubt, that you are not crazy, you're not imagining things, this is the ultimate proof that it's more than that, you have a gift? When was that time?
I think when you have hit enough fence, that you have talked to enough people, you have encountered enough experience that have proven what you say is true. This can only happen in times. For example, I find that now with the new generation, Gen Z, millennials, and so on,
they will tell me
They start practicing meditation and here they are, can talk to God, angels, so on, blah, blah, blah. And then there's this type of people, they were born with this gift. They also can see or hear. But at one point, you know, I have interviewed people who are insane and got better, or people who are high on drugs or substance. When they came out from it, what are the differences when you can see all this in their mind? They all gave me one conclusion. It looked the same because everything it happens in your mind. So therefore, you can't really tell. And How to tell? Only time can prove. So you need to question. Some people don't question. It's like if they see God, they're really happy. They don't question it. And they say, oh, are you God? Like the being say, yes, I'm this God. So yeah, the being told me they are this God. They don't question, you know. There's no next question. It's like, sure, like how do you prove? Like who gives you the permission to prove to me? Where is the evidence?
And there is this belief that if you ask any entity three times, they can't lie to you. Is that true or is it a fairy tale?
I think that's
just made up.
Not true. Yeah, it's just made up. But what I find is that so when you have all this doubt, you can start to ask yourself, if you see someone, for example, their grandparents or your friends, relatives or your relatives, it all started with a small circle, you know, someone that you know, oh, I have this premonition about this person. Then this person came back and said, you know what? The other day, this happened to me. And then you know, oh, actually, that my vision was correct. And then you went to a person's house. You saw there was a spirit in the house. And they, you start asking questions. They told you, yeah, I have this relative. And then you start to talk to the spirit and the person. Then they both give you like an identical answer. Then you'll be like, okay, this is actually getting somewhere. But a lot of time, you know, it could be still your own imagination. So by then you really need to start to detach the reality and the imagination. So you first, I think my way of doing it is probably not everyone's way, is to clear my mind, because my own thoughts keep coming in. If I read a person, if I don't clear my mind, mm-hmm. I saw a vision, a video clip, for example, I can't really tell what it exactly is. So I guess if you have doubt whether you're crazy or real, don't worry, go see a doctor. You know, talk about your feelings. I think this is like really important, because you need someone to share your concern, and the professional, like a psychiatric or a psychologist, can help you to let go of all this like insecurity, doubts, and so on. But then at the same time, you know, trying to get more and more evidence. So if you believe that you have seen a spirit with this person and they want you to tell this and that, so get clarification, you know, make sure that both stories are aligned. Normally, both stories, when it aligns, it sounds more reliable, but it doesn't mean that the spirit that I'm seeing is really of this whoever person describe it. It could be another spirit who pretend to be the relatives. So you see, there are different challenges. At the end, you know, you are finding your own spiritual path to tell the where this is imagination, yeah, or real. Then just take your time. There's no rush. A lot of people this day, they rush to have this gift, which I'm not advise them to do so. Try to get more and more evidence. And sometimes the bad spirits or the evil things, knowing that you have this outer ego, that you want to have this power, they will even send a person like me to go to you. Oh yeah, you are someone really special, you know, like you can do this and that. I can see that. But actually, you know, wherever this evil thoughts that project in this so-called nanita, the person who has the gift, who telling you all this, they didn't know. They're just receiving the message. I've seen this quite a lot, that when the evil wants to do, you know, like wants to control a human soul, they tend to give this person what is most desire in their heart. And if their most desire is to have this ability, they will just make their ego becomes even bigger and bigger. So the more spiritual you are, the more challenging and the tougher the test that you need to face. Because someone like me, in the past, all I need to confirm is whether I'm talking to the right entity. But now, there's other form who comes into me, could appear to be God. I don't know if they're real or not. Sometimes the energy is so close to God, that I can't, I cannot, I will only say they're indifferent. So even I need my time to digest all this information. So the best is not to rush into a conclusion that you have this gift, but take your time, at least few years, I would say 5 to 10 years, to prove if you are truly gifted, eventually the so-called this seed will flourish by itself. You don't have to push for it. And if you really wanted to have this ability, then do it in a right process, not just keep, trying to get a shortcut. There's no shortcut in life. I guess if I don't work, I don't get paid. I cannot pay my bills, pay my food. Simple as that. There's no shortcut. Everything comes with hard work. And there are many ways to test on human being desire. Endless. I mean, even recently I've been test, to face my own demons. It's a constant battle. I have constantly have this feeling I want to go to the dark because, they gave me better offer. They look after my interests. If you are working with God, they always test on you. They'll give you the toughest, hardest, most inhumanity way of testing you. But if you go to the dark, they give you everything you want, everything you desire. So I don't know, even for myself, it's a constant battle. This is why I prefer to be a normal human being, like Muggle in Harry Potter, where I know, then I don't need to go through all this. So yeah, people need to see if they are insane or not. First, check with the doctor. And then second, really find ways to prove that what you see are seeing is close to the truth. If it's not the truth, at least it's closest to the truth. That's all I
I
can
mean, God
say.
seems like an asshole, always giving you a hard time, testing you. But the dark side is like, here, take it, freebie. Everybody gets powers, get what you want, your heart desires. Is it really that bad going to the dark side? What's the price to pay? Is there a cost to it?
The price are very, it's, I don't know, I saw in different,
I mean, it's like this whole selling
I
of
saw.
soul to the Satan, to the devil. Is that, again, it's that made up Hollywood bullshit? Or if you take your powers on the dark side and then you fulfill your heart's desire, but back to the conversation that we had just now, if you use your powers for good, then wouldn't that be good?
Don't know. I mean, we human, it's very complex. Individual, isn't it? We want to do good, but then at the same time, you have this very selfish desire that you want to do better, have more money, look more younger, beautiful, more popular, more fame, and so on. I don't know, whatever you choose, there's no right or wrong. To be honest, at this point in my life, I would say choosing the dark path probably is right for you, then go for it. However, for every action you take, you need to be responsible for the outcome of it. So if you can bear whatever cost that comes to you at the end, then take it. Why not? You can have everything you ever desire in your life, but there is a consequences. So the cost could be, your soul is gone forever, control and going to suck there with this so-called devil all your life after life. I don't know, because you can't go anywhere,
What is it just
even your children and your grandchildren. So but some people find this acceptable. For example, I've seen cases like this before, but they find they have the money to last all their generation. They're happy with this. So okay, there's no right or wrong. It depends on which one you choose. But whichever side you choose, try not to stay in the middle. It's like me, because it's pretty hard. Like you constantly battle with both. So, sometimes you really wanted to go to the dark, like because it's really
Do they come to
tempting.
you like in physically, like do they come down and go, they give you offers that you can refuse, then the devil goes off, then the angel comes in like, no, don't listen to that, listen to me, I got a better offer for you. Do they come in that way?
Yeah, to me it's more like inner voices, like
Like an angel and
both
devil on the
voices.
shoulder talking to you.
Yeah, it's exactly like this.
Shame on. Shame on you. You march right over there and cheer your old friend up. Don't listen to that, sissy. Grab a beer and watch the game. Yeah, that sounds good. Oh, my God!
And, you know, at one point you're like, oh, my God, wow, this is so sounds like a promising life that I'm going to have here. I'll go here. But then halfway through, you can hear another voice like, no, this is wrong. To me, there's no right or wrong. If you... Because I think this is the beauty of us, like angel and devil, they have no free will. So with us, we've got the free will. So choose whichever path that you think suits you the most.
I've got a way to explain all this. Like you go to church, you're a devout Christian. Every Sunday, Good Friday, and every other time in between, you're at church, you're praying, you give your tithe. But then on the outside, you are no compassion, you're mean to everyone else, and you make people's life miserable. On the other hand, you have some guy who probably sold his soul for untold wealth, and then he used his wealth to create inventions that help a million people. So although he may go to hell because he sold his soul, but maybe if you look at it from the Buddhist angle, maybe he has earned enough karma points to bring himself out of the rut. Again, it's about striking that balance.
Yes, it's a balance. And whatever path you choose, just remember there is a consequences. And if you are okay and comfortable and accept these consequences, then go for it, including your grandchildren and great-grandchildren. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
So the point is, you know, like I've seen, yeah, people go to church, very devoted, talking to me how great Christian they are. But at the end, you know, I have seen cases like where women, she refused to give like 300 ringgit to the dad to buy an oxygen mask and rather have him, you know, pass. I mean, then she'll go to a church and do donation every weekend. So I don't understand how this justifies she's a good Christian just because I didn't go to a church every weekend. And, you know, people are so... skeptical or even judgmental, whatever written in this so-called pages you can follow, but do you truly get God's wise and wisdom to be able to say that this is what he wants you to do? I cannot say that because I felt that God is beyond our imagination. No one has ever truly seen God. What is his form? Even myself, The one and only time I've seen God was in my dream, and he appeared to be like a live tree, and he has never spoken to me. But when I stood in front of that tree, I know what was his message. And, you know, it was clear and loud. I have this overwhelming peace within me, but he had never really truly spoken to me. And so therefore, you know, we can practice religion, faith, and I think it helps when you're in a darker period of your life. But blindly, you know, following everything, that's not what God wants us to do eventually. Eventually, he wants us to become a wiser and more intelligent human being to help ourselves to become better spiritually or mentally or physically. I think that's his ultimate goals. And if you can, help other human beings, that's all.
He's like a father wanting the best for his child, imparting every single wisdom and knowledge to the child and hoping the child grows up surpassing the father and doing even better and greater things.
Yes, I think I truly believe that God wants us to do better than him. But to his disappointment, it's very difficult.
Okay, I think
objective
there's,
to achieve.
Yeah, there's going to be definitely a lot more opportunities for us to sit down. I have so much to ask you. I think this is going to last for a few hours.
Really?
I mean, it's only 1 a.m. on my time. What time is it on your side?
It's only 6 p.m.
All right, good night and good evening. Good night from Singapore, good evening to you.
Yeah. Well, have a good sleep. I hope it's not too late for you.
No. 1:30. It's good. I gotta cut videos after this, so I'll see you next time.
Okay, take
bye,
care. Alicia. Bye right now.
Bye.
I really don't feel good.
I'm getting a is anyone here? What did you find?
You're listening to Supernatural Confessions.